I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. President Biden will tour major cities touting recently passed legislation.
Beginning in Kentucky Wednesday. Talking infrastructure dollars, top officials are also trying to frame Biden's past challenges as progress made, saying America ends 2022 better positioned than other major economies with solid growth and a resilient labor market. Also highlighting one of the biggest thorns in Biden's side, quote, annualized headline inflation has moved from 11.3% over the first 3 months of the year to 3.7% over the last 3 months.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. The U.S. is not planning joint nuclear exercises with South Korea because they're not a nuclear power. That from a senior Biden administration official, as Seoul says it's discussing joint planning and implementation of operations involving nuclear assets due to continued aggression from North Korea. The Biden administration official says the U.S. and South Korea are looking at enhanced information sharing, expanded contingencies, and an eventual tabletop exercise. Attorneys for the man accused of plotting to kill the Supreme Court justice are asking for more time.
Lawyers representing Nicholas Roski say they need an additional 2 months to prepare and to possibly broker a plea deal. In June, Roski was arrested near Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home armed with a gun, knife, and pepper spray. He also admitted in police interviews that he planned to kill the justice because he was upset over the leak of the then potential overturn of Roe v. Wade. Roski also planned to kill himself. Roski's defense is suggesting a preparation deadline of February 28th, which the judge and the Justice Department would have to agree to allow. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Authorities in Brackenridge, Pennsylvania, near Pittsburgh, looking for a gunman. They shot and killed a police officer. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Illinois' controversial Safety Act becomes law, though with a key provision put on hold.
Illinois' Safety Act took effect Sunday with a key part of the Democratic law that eliminates cash bail, halted by the state Supreme Court. In most counties, pending a hearing, after a Kankakee County judge deemed it unconstitutional, no cash bail is in effect in Chicago's Cook County. Amid criticism by politicians and law enforcement, Illinois Governor Democrat J.B. Pritzker calls the judge's ruling a setback in equity and fairness. The bill's other provisions that took effect include loosening electronic monitoring restrictions and preventing police from arresting nonviolent trespassers. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Tennis legend Martina Navratilova has announced she's been diagnosed with cancer. The 18-time major singles champ saying in a statement she's dealing with both throat and breast cancer and that she will start treatment later this month. The new year brings new changes for insulin.
As of the new year, the cost of a month's supply of insulin will be capped at $35 for Medicare Part D, and recipients will not have to pay a deductible for insulin. This was part of the $430 billion Inflation Reduction Act signed into law in August. Fox News reports in 2020, former President Donald Trump limited the cost of Part D prescription insulin to a maximum $35 copay for a month's supply. President Biden rescinded the Trump health care action his first day in office. The Inflation Reduction Act also allows the federal government to negotiate prices on some prescription drugs. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Europeans looking to ski in the Alps might have a hard time finding snow. From France to Poland, many parts of Europe enjoying unseasonably warm weather, but it's causing headaches for ski slope operators. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.